بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Surah At-Teen starts off with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wat-Tini waz-Zaytun. I swear by the fig and the olive. According to the scholars, there are so many opinions as to what the fig and the olive could mean. Some have said it means exactly what is said, teen and zaytun. Some have said it is figuratively, and it refers to two mountains where these foods are planted. One is in Syria, and the other one is in Jerusalem. It also refers to great prophets who were raised in these places. Some have said fig refers to the time of Adam and Eve, as they had cloves made from fig tree leaves, and zaytun, the olive, refers to the time of Prophet Noah when he sent out a pigeon searching for land after the flood, and it came back with a small branch from an olive tree. Some have also said there is an inner interpretation, where teen and zaytun refers to Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhim wassalam. The next verse says, وَطُورِ سِينِينَ, and by Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai is a mountain full of bounties, or full of trees, and it is the same mountain Prophet Musa used to visit. Some have said this mountain is near Kufa, while others believe it is in Egypt. Some have also said the inner interpretation of this verse means Imam Ali bin Abi Talib. The next verse says, وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ, and by this secure city. الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ, this secure city, refers to Mecca. This city is especially important in Islam, that the people, the animals, trees and birds, should be left alone in complete security. Some have said al-Baladi al-Amin refers to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, himself. Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an oath by four things, the teen, the zaytun, turi sinin, and al-Baladi al-Amin? The next verse explains, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ, indeed, we have created the human being in the best form. Taqwim indicates that Allah created the human in the most excellent form, physically, spiritually, and rationally. The human has been blessed with the best faculties of thought, knowledge, and intellect which no other creature has been blessed with. It could be said that the four oaths are places associated with the prophets as proof to the human having been created in the best form. So the verse could indicate we created mankind in such an excellent form that it produced humans who attained the rank of prophethood and imama. The next verse says, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ, then we returned him to the lowest of the low. Allah has given the human being the potential to reach the best of perfection, but this same human can use the same faculties and deviate from the path of truth and become greedy, selfish, lustful, envious, and fall so deep to the lowest possible position, even lower than the animals. Some have said Asfala Safilin is the lowest level of all levels in hell. The next verse says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ, except for those who have believed and do righteous deeds. For them is a never-ending reward. This verse indicates that those who believed in Allah and shaped their lives in righteous deeds and piety and remained consistent with the best form that Allah had created them, then they are the ones worthy of a never-ending reward. Some have said those who have believed and do righteous deeds are Imam Ali and his followers, and for them is a never-ending reward. The next verse says, فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ, after knowing this, what makes you still disbelieve in the day of judgment? So Allah is saying, after you know the human has been created in the best form, but you chose to be morally corrupt, or you chose to believe and do good deeds, do you actually believe you won't be judged on the day of judgment? Do you actually believe they are both equal? Even in this world, they will be judged for their crimes. Some have said the word deen has an inner meaning, and it means the wilaya of Imam Ali alayhi salam, meaning that Imam Ali is the immediate successor and guardian over the people after the passing of the Prophet, peace be upon him. The next verse says, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Isn't Allah the wisest of all judges? When someone wrongs you in this world, you expect a judge or someone to give you justice. What about Allah? Isn't Allah the best of all judges? This surah is so beautiful that it can be interpreted in so many different ways. One way of looking at it is by Allah taking an oath by four special places where certain special prophets were. And these prophets are witnesses and proofs that the human has been created in the best form. And the human is capable of reaching a high station, even higher than the angels, by following the examples of the prophets. If the human decides to disbelieve and be morally corrupt, then he would have reduced himself to the lowest state, even lower than the animals. So how can you expect the morally corrupt and the believer who does good deeds to be the same without any judgment? Isn't Allah the wisest of all judges? Another way of looking at it through its inner meaning, and that maybe it could mean that Allah swears by the fig and the olive, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, and Turi Sinin, Imam Ali, and swears by the secure city, who is the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the people that were obedient to them were secure. And Allah created humans in the best form, and the proof for that is these figures mentioned. Those that followed them will have a never-ending reward, but those that rejected them will be the lowest of the low. So what made you reject the deen, i.e. the wilaya of Imam Ali, while you knew this? To Allah, you will be judged.
Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyah.